What do you call the little onions that you eat before they get very big?
Well, we just call them green onions down here, but I think they're also called scallions and perhaps even leeks, although I think they're a slightly different thing.
Mm-hmm. And something about looks kind of like lettuce would be.
That looks kind of like lettuce.
It's green. It comes in a head.
You mean a cabbage?
Okay. Talking about several of those. You talk about several.
Cabbages. Huh? Cabbages.
And what different kinds of beans would people raise around here?
Well, we have snap beans and pole beans. And of course, you get various kinds of dried beans, like kidney beans and butter beans and things like this.
To get the butter beans out of the pods, you say you have to...
shell them.
What about lima beans?
Butter beans and lima beans are almost the same thing, except the lima beans are greener and the butter beans are yellower.
Mm-hmm. What about the term green bean or string bean?
Well, green bean can be either a string bean or a snap bean.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not a whole lot of difference between those.
How can you tell the difference?
Some are stringier than others. The stringier ones are what I call string beans. There's some that don't have very many strings. I think this may be a matter of modern breeding. I don't know. But Kentucky Wonders are what I tend to call snap beans, you know, because they snap pretty well. And then there are some that string beans, and I use one of these little apple peelers, you know, to string them off before I cook them.
And the kind of corn that's tender enough to eat off the cob?
Well, we call it corn on the cob. Down here, I've never heard it called roasting ears, but in other parts of the country, I've heard it called roasting ears. Here, it's just sweet corn.
Where did you hear it called roasting ears?
Oh, first time I ever heard it was, I guess, a friend when I was off at school who said about roasting ears, and I said, "You mean just sweet corn?" I thought you had to cook it a special way, and she said, "No, you boil roasting ears." And I said, "Well, that's just corn on the cob."
Mm-hmm. The outside of the ear of corn is the...
the shuck.
And the stringy stuff.
The tassel, or we call it the corn silk.
And it's the same thing?
Well, the tassel, you know, goes on the outside, but goes on the inside. It's corn silk on the inside.
Mm-hmm. And something you make pie out of at Thanksgiving.
Pumpkin.
And what different kinds of melons grow around here?
Watermelons, cantaloupes, honeydew melons.
Do you ever hear of muskmelon or mushmelon?
I think the same thing as a cantaloupe.
What did people call it?
Cantaloupe. I've heard it called mushmelon, but everybody down here always called it a cantaloupe.
Mm-hmm. Were there different kinds of watermelons, different names for them?
Well, there's some that are striped and some that are all green, and then there's some little miniature ones, but I've never heard them particularly called different kinds, you know.
And something, a little umbrella-shaped thing that grows up in the woods or fields.
Mushroom?
Any other name for them?
Oh, toadstools, fairy stools, that sort of thing. Fairy circles, they used to come in rings sometimes. But mostly just mushrooms. Toadstools are the things you see out in your yard, usually.
Mm-hmm.
When you're eating them, they're mushrooms, but you don't eat the ones that are out in the yard.
And what people smoke made out of tobacco.
What did they smoke?
Well, what people smoke would be...
cigarettes or cigars.
And say if someone asked you if you were able to do something, you'd say, "Sure,
I can."
And if you weren't able to, you'd say, "No, I..."
"No, I can't."
And if you just refused to, you'd say, "No, I..."
"I absolutely cannot."
Or if they say, "Will you do that?" You say, "No, I..."
"No, I won't."
Mm-hmm. And say if there was a... bad accident up the road, you'd say, "Well, you didn't need to call a doctor because the person was, what, dead by the time we got there?"
"Already dead?"
Did you ever say done dead?
"No."
And you tell a child, "Now, you're not doing what you
ought to do or should do."
Okay.